This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. In case you hadn't noticed, this weekend they're handing out Academy Awards. And one of the big contenders is Crash, the directorial debut of Paul Haggis. Like in Robert Altman's Shortcuts and P.T. Anderson's Magnolia a few years ago, the city of Los Angeles itself figures in Crash in a big way. One of our producers, Eric Malinsky, lived in L.A. for a decade, and he thinks there is something about the city that has inspired a new kind of cinematic storytelling.
When I first saw Lawrence Kasdan's 1991 film Grand Canyon, I was really fascinated by the way the movie seemed to follow its own set of rules. There were big stars, like Kevin Kline and Danny Glover, but they shared an equal amount of screen time with all the other actors. And there wasn't much of a plot. The characters just spun around in their own little worlds until they crashed into each other and affected each other's lives forever.
It just seems to be so many ways to buy it, particularly in this city. I'm amazed at the end of each day that anybody's alive. Then other days, I think maybe people aren't so fragile. Things have always been kind of brutal, and people just keep on going.
You ever been to the Grand Canyon?
You get a sense in these films, by the very ensemble nature of them, that they are a series of short stories rather than a long telling.
Pat Morrison is a columnist for the LA Times. She thinks it's no accident that the movies about Los Angeles tend to sprawl in different directions. The city has no center, so why should the movies?
It has a downtown, but it has many downtowns. It has many hearts and many centers. And so the episodic nature of it reflects the fact that very often in Los Angeles, you feel that geography is destiny.
Robert Altman directed the movie Shortcuts in the 90s, which also followed a large cast of people living in Los Angeles. Altman actually borrowed the idea from himself. He used to overpopulate his films in the 70s, movies like Nashville. But this time, the style of storytelling fit the geography perfectly.
How's the boy?
Well, he has a head injury, a little clot and some swelling. But they don't have to operate. We're a little worried because he won't wake up.
Huh.
So you're Howard's dad.
Yeah.
Well, it was very thoughtful of you to come by.
Yeah, oh, no, hey, I was going to come by, but I just heard about this now. You know, I've never even seen him. Kevin?
Casey,
yeah.
Paul Thomas Anderson followed the exact same model just a few years later with his movie Magnolia. And Paul Haggis has found similar success with this year's big drama, Crash.
I wanted to talk about nice people, good people, and people like me, and say, okay, what's underneath that? And what if you peel that back and you put that character under enough pressure, what's that character do?
Paul Haggis says he tried not to think about those other L.A. movies when he was writing the script for Crash, but his focus just kept shifting from character to character.
And then when Bobby and I were writing the script, it was going places. I kept saying, no, you can't do this. You need a structure.
He didn't save the most explosive scene for the end. It happens halfway through.
You're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be like in the middle of Act 3 or towards the end of Act 3, and it's supposed to build in certain ways. I just threw my hands up and said, I don't know if it's a movie. I don't know. I don't know if we're doing the right thing, but this is what it is.
Crash goes from big tragedies to petty squabbles. It jumps back and forth between different levels of class, from mansions to bungalows. The typical Hollywood plot has been flattened. And as an audience member, I have a god's eye view of the action, but I feel powerless. There's only one way for these characters to meet each other, on the freeways.
We drive in cocoons, you know, and there's only usually one person in that cocoon, maybe two. And you will do some things inside your car, and you'll say things to a person 3 feet from you that you would never say if you were walking next to somebody who was 3 feet from you. But because that glass and steel is between the two of them, you'll scream at them, you'll give them the finger, all these things. You'll act out in certain ways that you wouldn't normally do.
Any real city, you walk, you know, you brush past people bump into you. In L.A., nobody touches you. I think we miss that touch so much that we crash into each other just so we can feel something.
The freeways aren't the only local landmarks that become metaphors on screen. In a lot of these films, really dramatic scenes are punctuated by shots of the LAPD helicopters probing the urban grid with their searchlights. Pat Morrison, the columnist for the LA Times, thinks the choppers act like a voice of moral authority in these movies.
I think that the landmarks have been made hyper-real by the movies. When you use a metaphor like the LA River or like the LAPD helicopter, you almost get a sense of the Greek chorus. There is the all-knowing. There is the commentator who is aware of everything that's going on, where the characters themselves may have been thrown into the mix and into their own ignorance and are feeling their way through it.
With a diverse cast of lost angels and no traditional plot to guide them, how do you end these movies? Nathaniel West figured it out. In his 1939 novel, The Day of the Locust, he wipes L.A. clean with an act of God, a raging inferno. Shortcuts rocks the city with a terrifying earthquake. Magnolia splatters everyone with a plague of frogs. But crash tops them all. It snows in Los Angeles.
I think the greatest gift is that moment where you get to glimpse what your actions have done to others. And you realize, oh, my God, through their eyes, that's the way I look. At that point, you just have the possibility of change. And so I wanted my characters at least the possibility of change.
I wasn't surprised that Paul Haggis didn't want me to call Crash an L.A. movie.
And I want to be clear, this is not really a story about Los Angeles. I was really trying to write about where we are right now as a country and where we are in the world, the state of fear and intolerance.
But I'm not sure that any of these movies are really about Los Angeles. Los Angeles becomes more of a canvas. The urban sprawl, the droughts, the mudslides, the earthquakes. Life can feel kind of precarious out there. And when I was living there, I used to get the sense that the land just wanted to rise up someday and shake off this thin layer of civilization like a bad case of fleas. And in these movies, you know, full of the anxiety and the wonder of modern life, LA becomes just like every other city, only more so. For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
The movie Crash was nominated for Best Picture, and its creator, Paul Haggis, for Best Screenplay and Best Director.